Stardate October 3rd. The flying horse Pegasus is now directly overhead around 10 p.m. If you want to see Pegasus, simply walk outside your house, look straight up, and don't expect to see a horse shape. The entire horse, a magnificent figure covering a great portion of the dome of stars, can only be seen in a very dark sky. From most towns and cities, you can't see the horse's legs or head, but you can pick out the body of the horse. The stars that compose the horse's body are bright and form a large square. Again, if you want to see Pegasus, go outside around 10 p.m. and look straight up for four bright stars marking the corners of a square. These stars are known as the Great Square of Pegasus. By the way, if you want to test your vision and the darkness of your sky, see how many stars you can count within the Great Square. The brightest star in Pegasus isn't in the square. Instead, it's located at the tip of the horse's nose. Its name is Enif, and it's otherwise known as the Pendulum Star. With a telescope, you'd see that Enif travels through space in the company of a companion star. When they're high overhead, as now, these two stars can be made to swing with respect to each other, so that they resemble a pendulum swinging. To see this, you need to move the telescope slightly from side to side. This effect may seem tame, but it makes Enif special, one of the few stars that can be made to do something in a telescope. Stardate is written by Deborah Bird for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. We're in Austin. Our zip is 78712. I'm Joel Block.
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, my baby. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long have you been?
Seems like a mighty long time.
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop,
my baby,
ooh. It seems like a mighty long time.
About clumsy ox. Who are you calling a clumsy ox?
What do you think? How many people are in this studio anyway?
Oh. I don't know. How many people are in the studio anyway?
Well, there's me. I don't know about you.
Yeah? No, I'm somewhere else, I think.
You're somewhere. I can't see you.
Yeah, I can't see you either. It's probably better off
that way. Yeah, we're both happier this way.
I don't want to see your ugly mug.
I don't want to see yours either.
What's with all the doors opening and closing all of a sudden?
I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I sure as hell don't. Well,
that's quite typical, I guess.
Are there any footsteps to go along with them?
No.
Is there doorbells or anything?
No.
Well, that's odd. Normally we have all that kind of stuff.
Not tonight.
Why not?
It's different. Tonight is October, for a change. Into a different month.
Yeah, it sure beats September, I suppose.
It does. It does.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people were born in September, and if they heard me say that, they may not like it too much.
But what about all the people born in October?
Well, they may not like that either.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, let's introduce oneself.
Okay. I'm Eric Corley.
Mike Uhas be my name.
And you're listening to The Voice of Long Island.
Yeah, we come your way
every week at this time.
For 3 hours. Which is beyond everybody's better judgment. I guess we're just waiting for this music to stop, right?
Andy Lish.
On keyboards.
Yeah.
And all sorts of synthesizers. Yes, and we're out here in the middle of
the street
here. Actually, the dial a sound effect segment of the show is coming up. I keep saying that every week, but
every
we never
week,
do
and
it.
You always let us down, Mike.
Okay, well...
Always.
246-7901
is our telephone number.
If you want to request a sound effect, and we'll see if we can't get it on for you.
Hey,
sometime.
That guy had a USB sticker on.
Well, he may win an album or something.
He certainly will if he's spotted. Well, he was spotted, but he was going by too fast.
Did you get his plate?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Too bad. Well, anyhow...
tried to mow me down, actually.
Anyway, we will be getting to your sound effects sooner or later.
Yeah, we have them all here.
Yeah.
All in a little room.
Yeah.
How was your week, Mike?
My week?
Busy. I understood you worked 24 hours in one day?
Straight.
That's amazing.
Well, actually, it was closer to 23.
Oh.
But, yeah, that was an experience for me. To say the least.
Must have been an experience to be a boss, too.
Yeah.
Seeing you there for 24 hours. I mean,
yeah, that's true. I'm going back again tomorrow for more.
You are?
Yes, I am.
I don't know. I don't know what motivates you.
I don't know. It was just this, I don't know, surge of ambition that came over me.
Uh-huh.
And what happened? I really just don't know.
Can't stop, can you?
No, once you start, you can't.
It's kind of frightening, isn't it?
It's extremely frightening.
Can't stop working.
What happened to my social life, anyway?
Yeah.
Oh.
Say that again. Speaking of which, Peter Tosh will be here Sunday night. At the gymnasium in Stony Brook.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to see him. How about you, Mike?
I may.
Well, that's going to be all happy if you drop by.
Yeah.
And of course, anyone out there, I believe tickets are still available for the Tosh concert.
That sounds good.
And opening up for Peter Tosh is a band called Bad Brains.
Oh, is that anything like Bad Breath?
No, they're different. Bad Brains is sort of a new wave reggae-ish type of band.
Oh.
And, yeah, there are all sorts of interesting things coming from them.
Uh-huh.
Should be quite a night, Sunday night, here at Stony Brook. Peter Tosh. Of course, the Pretenders coming in November.
Ooh.
All sorts of other things.
Because everybody's looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, finals week in December.
How was your week?
Well, my week was pretty interesting. Had a little vacation in the middle of the week for the holidays. Bless you. Bless you again.
Oh, was the microphone on?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it was the week I found out that you can actually make telephone calls to Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't
and
it?
And ships on the high seas.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of interesting little facts like that I found out. Yeah, I look these things up while I'm not doing anything else.
Yes.
I was trying to find out more, you know.
How come my name isn't written down on the log this week?
Your name isn't written down?
It says here with Eric Corley.
Maybe you shouldn't be here.
Okay, well, goodbye.
Okay. That sound effect came
out. Whoops.
Crowd seems to like the fact that you're leaving.
That's a crowd? It sounded more like a rocket ship taking off, if you ask me.
A large group of people applauding, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that... Did that excuse me. That
another large group of people applauding.
Let's get rid of that for a minute. The door opening.
They all left.
Gee, all through that single door. That was quick. That reminds me, of course, of the crowd that always applauded on Monty Python.
Yeah, I remember them.
With the old woman sitting in front.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Yeah. I wonder where they got that from.
I don't know.
There was another one that looked like a coliseum with a whole, like, you know, about 2,000 people laughing and applauding.
I have to make an adjustment, so could you just talk for a couple of seconds and I'll be right back.
Sure. There's plenty of things to talk about. Even though I can't see the thermometer, I don't know how cold it is out there, but I can tell you it's kind of cloudy and rainy and miserable. Typical October evening. In fact, I could even thunder now. It's 10 minutes after 12 o'clock, and of course, this is the Voice of Long Island, hosted by Mike Uhas and myself, Eric Corley. Our telephone number is 246-7901. If you have any contributions to make or anything like that, give us a call right away.
Please do.
We have a new episode of The Tripods, all sorts of other exciting things.
Yeah?
I believe, Mike, you have something really exciting on the turntable now.
You're absolutely true.
Could you want to tell us about that a little bit?
The sound.
Yeah. yonder where the prairie winds blow. From the Rio Grande up to old Idaho, there's a sound comes winging from over the plain. It's the cowboys a-singing the songs of the range. I want to be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west. Come along with me to the cowboy jubilee. Let the fiddle play your bow and sweet melody.
Hear the cowboys answer with their ho-il-o-tee.
That bunkhouse bass never loses the beat. The cowboys start to clapping and they kick up their feet. I pick a prairie flower and I ask her to dance. Once around the floor and it must be romance. The prairie moon is shining for her and for me at the cowboy jubilee. I wanna be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west. I'm sure you'll agree at the cowboy jubilee. At the cowboy jubilee.
Thank you. afraid of us, we love you. Don't be afraid of us, we love you.
You now. That was, I guess it's only fair. Now, Eric, are you there, Eric?
Where am I? There I am. Okay. I've been talking for the last 5 minutes and can't hear myself.
I just wanted to make sure that no obscene things were coming on.
I don't think so.
I think it would be fair, only fair, perhaps more than fair, if we ran over the stuff that we...
Get that thing out of here now!
If we ran over the stuff we just played.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do that?
Okay. Now, while you were busy there working in that studio, I'm going to take full credit or blame for that last musical set.
Okay.
We'll work backwards. We just heard from this fellow Terry Brooks and Strange from his new album, or their new album, called High Flyer. What was the name of the song? My Lady and Me. That's what we heard. And just before that, the Jamie Noons Quartet from... Yeah, very, very good. Very good era. From the new album Chicago Dixieland in the 40s, we heard the Gershwin composition Lady Be Good. And then we heard from Eric Satie. Actually, it was conducted by the Philippe Entremont. He was conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. We heard Dramopedies number 3. From Black Uhuru, we heard Spongy Reggae. We heard something from Riders in the Sky. I don't exactly remember what. And we did start off with The Sound off their new album, Jeopardy. And right after Stardate, we heard from Barbara Lewis. Hello, stranger. Yeah. Well, I don't get paid here to sing on the air.
Yeah, and if you did, Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, Eric, what are you up to in the other studio?
Well, there? Building a few little things here, putting together some stuff, which will be coming your way very shortly, in about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah?
And we've got the tripods. Tripods have just come in. Their tape comes in every week from, like, I think it's Palo Alto or something like that.
Is it that far away?
Yeah, it just arrived.
I thought it was more like Stony Brook, but I wasn't sure.
Well,
they tape it
here, but then they dub it out there. I don't know. They do something crazy.
Oh, in a dub, a rub-a-dub style.
Something like that.
This other last thing we were playing right now, this is from Laurie Spiegel.
Ooh.
And this is on, of all record labels, Philo.
How about that? Doesn't sound like a Philo.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. This is from their music from the New Age series. And the song we're listening to is Patchwork. Now, how's that grab you?
Not bad, not bad.
Alrighty. So, what you say we...
on a scale of 1 to 10. Oh, you were saying before you didn't know what the temperature was.
No, I didn't, because I don't have a thermometer in this studio, but you do.
10.
10 degrees, huh? It's, fall is here. No
50,
question about
that's
it.
50 Fahrenheit.
It was 10 degrees yesterday afternoon. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. Yesterday, though, the air was very fresh.
It was. Fresh air.
Nothing well, listen,
like fresh air.
I was just going to say the telephone number, but somebody's already ringing it.
Well, there's another one that bounces over.
246-7901. Got you there. Let's get into some more music, and we'll be back with all sorts of neat things.
Yeah.
Thank you. It started just over a week ago. I still have trouble talking about it because the details are just so horribly gruesome. But I'll try. My name is Chet Webster. I'm a police officer. I've been one for just over 17 years now. And in all that time, the day that stands out most vividly in my mind is that sunny afternoon last week when I got the radio call.
Come in, 901 here.
Yeah,
get the 13 Bogger Drive straight away, Chet. Say, something happened down there. So terrible, so shocking. I couldn't even begin to describe it over the radio. You'll have to go down there and find out about it for yourself.
I'm on my way.
So quickly.
Okay, just take it easy, ma'am. What seems to be the problem?
Well, my husband and I have been away on vacation for the last 2 weeks. I guess we should have told a neighbor to watch out for the house. We've been broken into before, you know. But it was never anything as horrible as this. Look!
What I saw nearly paralyzed me. A fresh coat of white paint was on every wall in the room. The ceiling, too. All of the rugs were neatly vacuumed and swept. Not only that, but there was a large amount of jewelry and cash on one of the dressers. It was, in a word, awful.
Who would do a thing like this?
I don't know, Mrs.
At least to Fanny.
Right. All I know is that there are a lot of sickies out there. We'll do our best to find the perpetrators. Two hours later, they struck again.
Officer, you got to help me.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I just went into the Food King for about 10 minutes. When I came back out, somebody had washed my car.
My God.
Look, the hubcaps, too.
What kind of animals are we dealing with?
No, I think people did this.
As the week went by, the gang that was terrorizing our town became known as the Good Boys. Where they came from, nobody knew. What motivated them, nobody understood. It seemed as if there were more reports by the hour.
Hey, somebody clipped my hedges.
Who cut my lawn?
Hey, where did these brand new steel belted radials come from?
Well, how come I got a $10,000 deposit in my bank account?
My gosh, all of my toilets have been cleaned.
My garbage! Where's my garbage?
Holy Moses! Somebody blacktopped my driveway.
Fear has been growing by the minute. If anybody out there has any information on how to stop these fiends before they strike again, please give that information to your local police department, because only through your cooperation will we be able to stop the Good Boys before they strike again. Thank you.
life is so happy and free. Out west where the law don't bother me, I do my living like a toy. I'm just the only cowboy. When my work is done on my pony, I take a ride where the coyotes howl and the varmints prowl with my 44 by my side. I go down that lonesome trail, just galloping on.
Thank you. A young man to do, anyhow. This is a, this is from a album, from an album. It's by a band named Hugger. And I think Eric wants me to turn him on.
How did you guess?
I saw the flashing light. I didn't know you were ready.
Oh, I'm always ready.
Okay.
There may be tape and all sorts of things flying around the studio here, but we're always ready to sit down and talk to the long masses around the radio.
which is WUSB in Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, New York, yes, the State University of New York.
The station that never stops.
Never. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Except sometimes.
Except sometimes when we can't
help. Anyhow,
we try.
Oftentimes, DJs will write appropriate comments on these albums.
Sometimes they're quite good.
Like this one here. It shows a picture of this band on the front cover.
Uh-huh.
And the fellow in the middle looks just like our own Eric Crowley.
Oh, you have to pick that one.
And somebody had written over it, Eric Crowley at 3 a.m., 3.01 a.m., Saturday morning.
1 minute after this show ends. So,
And I must admit, that looks just quite similar to you, except you don't have the mustache anymore.
Yeah, but that is
the same basic hairstyle and stance.
It's a good picture, and I believe it's from a Long Island band.
Yes, it is. Hugger.
Hugger.
Andrew Hugger on vocals, Louis Lombardo on bass, Mark Valentine guitars and vocals, Stephen Stone on keyboards and vocals, and Bob Adelaar on drums. Just before them, we heard from Shankar, the new album, Who's to Know. We heard a little bit, our piece from that. Then before that, we heard from the new album from Neil Schon and Jan Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, you've heard of Jan Hammer, right?
Oh, sure.
You've heard of Neil Schon, right?
Oh, sure.
Really?
No, I haven't heard of Neil Schon, I have to admit that.
Neither have I, but it's a really fine album, it sounds like. Well, of course, I'm a big, huge Jan Hammer fan anyhow.
That's true. I know that well.
That's just a preview, that horn you hear in the background of... I hear that their tripods, they should be on their way to France right now.
They're on the ocean liner.
Oh, boy.
They're taking a little cruise. A big cruise, actually. A big, big cruise.
I'll say, that should satisfy Alan the Shellman, who always wants to hear a foghorn.
I think we can hear them way off in the distance. Speaking of foghorns, there's a foghorn here in Stony Brook. I don't know if you know that.
In Stony Brook?
Every day at noon, I guess, except for Sunday, though.
Oh, yes.
The foghorn on top of the post office, that's where it is. Some people think it's the Port Jefferson Ferry, but it's not. It sort of sounds like that, yeah. It goes off at 12 noon along with the siren, which is located in another part of Stony Brook.
Is that where the bird... kind of like flaps its wings?
The bird flaps its wings every hour on the hour.
Uh-huh.
And at 12 o'clock, the bird does the same thing, except the horn goes off, too. And the horn also goes off when there's a fire, a big
one.
I don't know if the bird flaps its wings when there's a fire.
Oh.
If anybody knows that, please give us a call.
Well, unless he's on fire, probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If the post office was... Well, that's an interesting... interesting prospect.
Alan the Shellman would have liked to have heard that foghorn. Also, he might have heard this song I played previous to that from Powder River, a song called The Yodeling Cowboy.
Well,
now, we had always gotten requests for yodeling from Alan, and there it is for you.
I'll tell you, Alan the Shellman might be able to hear the foghorn all the way in Northport. It's very possible.
Except that's somebody else who's in Northport.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're confusing our listener.
Oh.
Our two listeners.
Where might this one be?
Center Reach.
Oh, this is Center. That's right. Center. You can hear it in Center Reach, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Well, you know, it might take a little longer to get there.
In fact, let's listen. Let's make an appeal to all Center Reach listeners. Can you hear Stony Brook's...
You're getting quite good at that, Mike.
And I can also talk at the same time. Can you hear that at midnight? We'd like to know from...
No, not at midnight. Not at midnight. You can't hear it at midnight.
Well,
they don't blow the thing at midnight because a lot of people sleep at that time in Stony Brook.
That's tragic. At noon, then. I had the right number, but the wrong...
Right. Well, you'd soon be fired from that job if you were in charge of blowing the whistle. Or what have you.
And just after that thing about the police... Oh, what'd you do that for?
Why did you do that?
I didn't do that.
I didn't. Well, I didn't either.
I didn't. Uh-oh, Frank, what's he up to? He must be oiling a transmitter or something. We heard from an album by Chrome called Blood on the Moon, and we heard something from there. And that's what we've been listening to lately.
It was kind of a frightening story that we heard before that, wasn't it, about the Good Boys?
Oh. Yeah, and Car 901.
I hope they don't hit my house.
I hope they hit mine, because mine could use a cleaning, that's for sure.
Yeah, but Mike,
Yeah, they are. They are criminals when you...
Yeah, it's frightening.
I really don't
understand.
Anybody's
heard about the Good Boys will relay it to the police department if they want to call
in
here.
246... 79...
Train going through here.
Oh.
One. You want to do that again?
246... 7901.
Area code 516. In Stony Brook. And we have the tripods coming up again. And if anybody has any information on the Foghorn in Stony Brook or anything in Port Jefferson or all over the island in Connecticut, too.
Oh, we'd be really happy to hear from you.
Yeah. I'd like to know how the custom started of blowing a siren at noon.
I imagine it would be just a test of the siren.
Yeah, every day. But sometimes they... A lot of times, and you...
To tell the people to go to lunch, you know.
That could be. A lot of times, though, you're listening, and you hear them all over the place. One goes off, then another one way off in the distance, and they're quite off. Well, some are off by a minute or so.
Well, that's because it takes so long because they're so far away.
That's true, too. I never really thought about that.
There's certain spots you can stand in, and if the wind conditions are right, it hit, like, 5 or 6 fire departments.
Really? Seriously?
I've heard that, too. There's one place up in Port Jeff Station I know of that you can do that.
We've got to go there someday.
But it has to be a very calm day. Well, the winds have to be just perfect.
I once saw about 25 people gathered in the middle of the street, like, listening into the sky, and I was wondering what in the world they were doing. Now I think I know.
Oh.
Listening for the siren. Or boat horn. Whatever.
Gee, you give this guy a sound effect and he wears it out.
Anyway, that's not true, and I resent that.
Yes, anyway, it's... anyway, it's 10 degrees in Stony Brook. That's 50 Fahrenheit.
50 and, Fahrenheit.
And if it was 50 Celsius, it would be 122 Fahrenheit.
Ooh, I'm leaving.
Ooh. I tell you, give him a sound effect. And I don't know, it just keeps playing it over and over again. Here's some tunes here, some more. Don't go away from the tripods. In fact, stay tuned to 90.1 FM. Aua. That's three flights.
Bye. Brian.
That's Brian Johnson and Jordy.
How about that?
Son of a gun.
Is that a new album?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought it sounded different. Well, it's 17 minutes after 1 o'clock on USB FM.
And what is that before 2? Quickly now. Quickly.
Oh, before 2? 43 minutes before 2. Celsius.
Exactly.
Something like that. Who knows?
Almost. Almost.
Oh, boy.
And what did we hear before that? We did hear from Poco just before that.
Did we?
Yes, from their new album.
Oh, Poco is always coming out with new albums.
Yeah.
It beats old albums, I can tell you that much.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if a band came out with an old album, just for, you know, just to change things around?
I'm sure
it's
been done.
Or an artist. You know these artists who always come out with albums that have their name on it?
Like George Harrison?
Yeah. Well, George Harrison is kind of an exception because he didn't name an album after himself until about 5 albums into it.
Uh-huh.
But, who's a typical person who would name an album after himself, the first album? You think of anybody offhand? There are thousands of them, of course. I can't think
Kenny
of
Kenny Rogers.
One. Okay. I'm sure he has one somewhere along the line.
Well, let's see. We have one right over here, I say. What did I do with it? Yeah, here it is.
Okay, what do we got?
A new Kenny Rogers. Oh, no. It's got a title.
Well, he has so many of them. He has to put a title on some.
Well, this is called Share Your Love. Janice Ian's another one. And so is Peter Gabriel.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's right. But anyway, wouldn't it be great if one of those artists came out with a name on it, but it wasn't theirs? It was somebody else?
Yeah.
Like Peter Gabriel came out with an album and he called it Peter Frampton?
Huh? Or Eric Clapton came out with an album called it Eric Corley.
Well, that nobody would get that, but I think something like that would be really fun.
I think it would be a complete farce perpetrated on the American public, if you ask me.
It would be.
Yeah.
But then again, isn't the whole music industry at times?
Yes, it is, in fact.
Yeah. Or if they put someone else's face on the front of the album.
Uh-huh. Well, then
Peter Gabriel put George Harrison's face, you know, posing for a picture.
That's true. I'm sure, well, that must have been done, but probably not on such a grand scale.
And you don't mention it anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Joan Armatrading has a new album out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played it last night on my program.
It's called Joni Mitchell, I think.
No, it's called Walk Under Ladders, which I think is like one of the best names you could have for an album.
That's a good name for an album. You know what another good name for an album is? And nobody better steal this. Or else you're going to get in trouble one way or the other. I don't have it copyrighted yet, but I'm going to get it copyrighted.
Stale Pretzels.
No, that's Stale Pretzels. That's a good name for a nightclub.
Oh.
No, a good name for an album is, here it is, Playing It By Ear. Huh?
Oh.
Isn't that catchy? Playing It By Ear. And double entendre, too, you know, playing the album by ear.
Oh, a double.
Playing it by ear, doing my own thing.
The old double entendre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have tripods coming for you, but first, something very important, something that's just around the corner, and you better start getting used to it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Radio Free Long Island. Immutation with the Three Village Tobacco Farms proudly presents The Adventures of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left Howard and Kathy last week, they had just gotten onto the ocean liner that is taking them to France. Now it's a few minutes later as we check in and we...
So, we're on our way at last. Oh, boy, it feels good to finally go out and do something.
Oh, it certainly does feel good. But I can't help but feel guilty over leaving Charlie and Pop there on the piers with that broken-down car.
Well, what were we supposed to do? Miss our boat?
I know, but...
Now, I mean, Charlie offered to drive us in that thing. It's not as if we asked him. I would have been perfectly happy taking the train, if you want my opinion.
Yes, but Howard, Charlie's a friend, and we owe him so much.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he was wrong to get a Bulgarian car like he did, but still, we should stick by him like he stuck by us.
Yeah, you're right, Kathy, but what can we do now? I mean, we're on an ocean liner. There's not all that much we can do to help.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, look, things will work out. After all, they're in New York City. They'll find a good, honest mechanic who won't charge them too much.
Oh, Howard, your sense of humor. Oh, it never ceases to amaze me.
What did I say?
Honest mechanics. Oh, in New York City.
Oh, watch out there, Kathy. They're mopping the deck. You don't want to slip.
Oh, look at that sign. La fleur de slip.
I guess that means slippery floor in French.
Yeah, probably.
Ah, Madame Tripod. A long time it has been, no?
Why? Who are you? How do you know my name?
Ah, it is not easy to forget a lady such as yourself, Madame. You are strictly one of a kind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I only wish I could...
Who is this person, Kathy?
Well, I don't know, Howard. He seems to know me, though.
For many years, I have looked long and hard for some clue as to where you might have disappeared to.
Howard, this is pretty scary. I honestly don't know who this person is or how he knows me.
Well, why don't you just ask him straight out?
I suppose that's the only way. Excuse me, sir, but who did...
What? Madame Trappard, I hope you have not hurt yourself.
Oh.
Oh, Kathy, are you okay?
Oh, I think so.
Here. Let me give you...
Are you okay?
It is because we are standing on La Flor de Sleep. We should move indoors, where it is dry.
I think I'd rather stay here and watch the high seas, you know. Motion sickness, you know. How about you, Howard?
I just hope I didn't wrench my back out of place again.
Or a screwdriver it.
That's not funny, Kathy. I always seem to be doing that lately. I have some pain back there. Hey, where did your mysterious friend go?
I don't know, Howard. He was standing there just a moment ago.
Yeah. That's strange. But anyway, I suppose we'd better start looking into the whereabouts of that statue.
Oh, you mean that last remaining statue of Charles de Gaulle?
No. Charles de Gaulle, Kathy. De Gaulle.
Oh, yeah. Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah, that one done by that Chinese statue maker, Wally Chuberg.
Wally Chuberg. Yeah, you know, it's going to take some doing to find. You know, I feel just awful about our breaking the one that belonged to Charlie.
Well, now, wait a minute there, Kathy. We didn't break that statue. You did.
Oh,
I remember it distinctly.
Come on, Howard. Does that really matter now? We're in the middle of the ocean. Just let's find the last remaining one so that we can replace Charlie's.
Yes, I guess you're right. But...
Oh, I've got you, Howard. Can you stand up?
Yeah, I think so. You know, maybe we should go inside. The way we tripods are always falling down and dropping
yes,
things.
Yes, reliable to fall into the ocean or something.
And while we're in there, we can find out some more about that guy who knows you from somewhere, wherever he is.
Oh, mystery and intrigue. Isn't it exciting?
And so the tripods have a new mystery in their lives. Who is the mysterious stranger? And how does he know Kathy? You'll want to tune in next week when we'll hear the following sound. That's next time on The Tripod Family, a conglomeration of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Hello.
space fans. This is Joel Block of Stardate. Outer space is our main topic this week as we explore the reality of a Soviet space station, the possibility of U.S. construction in space, plus we'll delve into the history of humanity's first venture into space. We'll also talk about some planets and stars you can see around now. So please join us this week for Stardate.
Yeah. And, Eric, you know, Stardate comes your way. When does it come our way?
It comes our way...
Midnight and 5:58.
And 5:58 every day.
Every single solitary day.
And we've had Stardate on for just over a year now, and it's been a very successful program. We thank all the people out there who've commented on it.
Favorably and none?
Both. We want to hear both comments, but mostly it's been favorable.
Yes. I would say so. Well, let's see. Let's just give our listeners I think it's plural tonight. give the folks at home an idea of what's going to be happening in the coming few minutes.
All right, well, the phones have been lighting up. If you want to give us a call for anything, 246-7901 is our phone number.
We'll be happy to entertain requests, and we'll play just about anything.
Just about. I can't think of anything we won't play.
Yeah.
Well, except for a few things, but...
There are a lot of things, but give us a shot. We'll see if we can't get it on for you.
Yeah, even the manner of speaking.
Even if it doesn't fit, we'll try.
We have our album slide coming up at 2 o'clock. We've picked it out already.
And we're not going to tell you what it is.
No, it's a good one.
It's a surprise.
It's a goodie.
And we got news coming up at
1:55.
That's 5 minutes before
2 o'clock.
So
Tony Barkume will be with us starting at 3 o'clock.
He will be?
He will be.
You know, I've
special never... guest DJ popping in.
I've never met that man.
You've never met him. Well, tonight's going to be the night for you.
I suppose it will be. Well, in any event, how about if we get into some more music with Buck White?
Yeah.
Yeah.
13th day of April of 1935, there struck the worst of dust storms that ever filled the sky. You could see that dust storm coming, the cloud looked death-like black, and through our mighty nation it left a dreadful track. From Oklahoma City to the Arizona line, Dakota and Nebraska to the lazy Rio Grande, it fell across our city like a curtain of black rolled down. We thought it was our judgment, we thought it was our doom. The radio reported, we listened with alarm, the wild and windy actions of this great mysterious storm. From Albuquerque and Clovis and all New Mexico, they said it was the blackest that ever they had saw. From Old Arch City, Kansas, the dust had rung their knell, and a few more comrades sleeping on top of Old Boot Hill. From Denver, Colorado, they said it blew so strong, they thought that they could hold out, but they didn't know how long. Our relatives were huddled into their oil boom shacks, and the children, they was crying as it whistled through the cracks. And the family, it was crowded into their little room. They thought the world had ended, and they thought it was their doom. Storm took place at sundown, it lasted through the night. When we looked out next morning, we saw a terrible sight. We saw outside our window where wheat fields they had grown was now a rippling ocean of dust the wind had blown. It covered up our fences, it covered up our barns, it covered up our tractors in this wild and dusty storm. We loaded our jalopies and piled our families in. We rattled down that highway to never come back again.
moved out in 66. Before the fashion's time to play without a pick and turn me on to rhyme to a phrase. You still are. You could throw your punches so hard. I was lucky. That's such a scar. I can't be alone. I can't be alone. I can't stand it. I need someone I know here by my side who can't stop my cry.
Department of Immigration, because they might be Iranians or something else, too.
Of course, other people blow up besides that. In fact, you should always wear a face shield around strangers just to be on the safe side. This has been the Bunky and Spunky Report. Next time, we'll be reporting on the Tweedly D and Tweedly Dumb School of Avant-Garde Literature.
Something from Mike Maneri.
Yeah.
Wanderlust, actually.
And if you'll reach... Will you turn it down a little bit?
Sorry.
If you'll reach back behind you there's a whole pile of records of the stuff I played. We might as well... It might be of interest to our listeners, what we were playing, in fact.
Well, you played something from Kenny Rogers, I believe?
No, that's the wrong pile of records.
I was sitting there. Oh, there's another pile of records.
Yeah, on the left-hand side there.
What's this pile of records for?
That's perhaps the stuff that we might play two or three years from now.
Okay, that's not Mike Maneri. I just talked about him. Okay. Here's a pronunciation guide and everything. Giano Brindisi.
Yes, that's the one we just played just before the Bunky and Spunky Report.
Wow, very interesting. A lot of songs on here, too.
Yeah,
I like the titles, Defensive Friends.
Yeah, but they're very, very short songs, like about a minute or two long.
Wow, Talking About You.
Yeah.
Bouncer, Happy Hour,
mm-hmm.
In a Dream of Tucson. Okay, Steve Hackett.
Yeah, we heard something off that brand new album from Steve.
Brand new album called Cured.
And I think we heard from Woody Guthrie just before that.
Woody Guthrie off a 10-inch EP from, I believe, let's see what year this goes back to. I think it's 1959, if I'm not mistaken.
Check
the record here. No, I'm wrong, it's 1950.
Yes, that's on Folkways.
Ooh. Wow, that's going way back. 10-inch record there. And Anthony Phillips.
Yes, it's 33, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's 33. Almost 10-inch EPs are 33, even these days.
Well, you see a lot of 78s that are 10-inch, too.
Oh, that's true, yeah. And you see a lot of 33s now that are actually 45.
Oh.
This doesn't make any sense. But Anthony Phillips, 1984 is the name of the album.
Right.
And
we heard something from that.
Every song on that album has to do with 1984. Prelude 84, 1984 Part 1, 1984 Part 2, and Anthem 1984.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we played one of those. I don't remember which.
Well, it's 10 degrees here in Stony Brook at 157.
What is that Fahrenheit?
About and the Fahrenheit scale, that's 50.
50 degrees.
10 is 50. However you look at it, it's kind of cold out
and
there.
And 50 is 122.
Well, let's not confuse the people.
Yeah.
Let's give the Kelvin temperature if you're going to do that.
Time now for a look at the latest news.
President Reagan outlined a defense package on Friday, which includes the deployment of 100 MX missiles, most of them in existing silos. That effectively jettisons a Carter administration plan to put the missiles in the mobile system. Senate Republican leader Howard Baker predicts Congress will approve the defense package, but the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Tower, says the president's plan would leave the missiles too vulnerable.
In Utah, the man called the father of the Stop MX campaign says the president's decision shows the American system works. Ed Firmage, who once ran for Congress, says he put an end to that political career when he opposed putting 200 MX missiles in Utah and Nevada. He's an active member of the Mormon Church, and Firmage contends a Christian people have a duty to oppose a weapon that can destroy a whole nation.
Two Taiwanese corporations and four people have been charged in what officials call an elaborate shrimp harvesting scheme in the Gulf of Mexico. Authorities say bogus corporations, false documents, and American captains were used to make the Taiwanese fishing boats appear to be U.S.-owned. The charges released Friday say the fraud netted $1.5 million over 2 years.
The House has approved a bill giving priority medical care to Vietnam War veterans who say they have suffered harmful effects from exposure to Agent Orange and other defoliants. The Senate is expected to approve the measure, which also covers veterans who may have been exposed to, it says iodizing radiation here, but I believe that's ionizing, but I'm not sure, from nuclear tests after World War II.
And the Reagan administration is still trying to win over Senate support for its plan to sell AWACS radar planes to Saudi Arabia. There is strong opposition in the House and in the Senate. A majority of the senators could block the sale. Secretary of State Haig met in Washington Friday with Oregon Senator Robert Packwood, a leading opponent to the AWACS deal. Packwood later told reporters he remains opposed.
And in Maryland, jurors awarded nearly $2 million to about 2,000 inmates held at the Worcester County Jail since July 1977. The prisoners charged they were subjected to unsanitary and overcrowded conditions. Prison law experts call the settlement probably the largest of its kind ever made to prison inmates.
Banks and thrift institutions across the country report the brand new All Savers certificates, which bear tax-free interest, are getting mixed results. Bankers have been hoping the certificates would attract new money, but many investors appear to be simply using funds from existing bank accounts for the All Savers, and some banks report the turnout for the certificates has not been as high as they had expected.
Well, the Bronx District Attorney says a toll collector on the Bronx Whitestone Bridge has been arrested after computer detected the amount of money he was forwarding did not tally with the number of vehicles going through his lane. He was charged with stealing nearly $6,000 in tolls. The suspect was identified as 18-year-old Peter Severin of the Bronx, who was hired in July as a temporary worker at an annual salary of $18,270.
Mario Malola, district attorney of the Bronx, said a computer alerted the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority when it detected that the receipts turned in by Severin were well under what was indicated by an automatic count of vehicle axles at his toll booth. Robert Hurley, TBTA Director of Internal Affairs, notified Malola, and Severin was put under electronic surveillance, resulting in his arrest. Assistant District Attorney Michael Marinaccio, second deputy chief of the Rackets Bureau, said conviction could lead to a 7-year prison sentence.
Well, a federal judge has imposed a 3-month jail term on a man convicted of smuggling into the country a 16th century Flemish tapestry stolen from a nobleman's castle in Florence, Italy. U.S. District Judge Constance Baker Motley. That's right. Constance Baker Motley imposed the penalty on 28-year-old Alfred Aletto of Mastic, who failed to declare the artwork, valued at $100,000 when he brought it through customs in June 1977.
Earlier in 1977, the tapestry was stolen from a 13th-century castle owned by Italian Count Castelbocca Albani, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Stacy Moritz, the prosecutor. The tapestry was scheduled to be sold by Sotheby Park Burnett Incorporated at an auction scheduled in December 1977, but before the sale, a friend of the count spotted it at an auction catalog and it was recovered. The U.S. Customs Service previously assessed Aletto for $100,000 in civil penalties for failing to declare the tapestry when he brought it into the country, according to the prosecutor.
Yeah. Say, before we get into the weather, why don't you just read off a few scores there?
Okay, so we have here the Montreal Expos shut out the New York Mets 3-0, Philadelphia over Chicago 9-7, and the American League Yankees did rather
9-1. Nine.
Hello. The Yankees did rather well against Baltimore 9-0, and Cleveland over Boston 11-4, and Milwaukee 8-2. Mike?
And for the USB Long Island weather, we're looking for some cloudiness. Some breezy and cool conditions tonight. Chance of a few showers. Lows tonight will be around 40 to 45 Fahrenheit. That's around, what, 8 to 10 Celsius. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cool. With the highs tomorrow, 55 to 60 Fahrenheit. And right now, it's 10 degrees. That's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. You're tuned to Long Island's non-commercial alternative,
WUSB.
Stony Brook. Why did you cut me off? Because I was going to say something different.
I don't know. I didn't know you were going to say something different.
I was going to say we're at 90.1 on your FM dial.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you said it anyway. Good.
Unless you're someplace else listening through some kind of transponder.
You could. A lot of things could happen. This signal is actually going out into outer space. And about 20 years or so, it'll be around the vicinity of Neptune and Pluto and that type of thing.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Our number here is 2467901. If you're in outer space, I'm not sure if the number will still be in existence. It might be. Area code 516. I don't know what kind of planet codes you'd have to use. There probably are quite a few.
Earth code.
Can you imagine when the telephone company gets out into outer space, all the different things that are going to happen?
Gee whiz.
It's the interplanetary calls on your bill.
Oh, boy.
And direct interplanetary dialing is now possible. Some exchanges, so it's going to be fun.
Intergalactic telephone service.
Yeah. With a little bell. You'll see a little bell everywhere in space. A whole planet devoted to telephones, you know, a little bell in, like in the ocean or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's 4 minutes after 2 o'clock and time for our album side. And, folks, this one is...
something completely different.
Yeah. We're not going to say exactly what it is, because it's hard to introduce it by just saying what it is. I'm sure a lot of people know it, and we'll talk about it after we play it. But I'd just like to say for anyone who's out there, especially if you happen to be driving in a car now, you're very lucky, because this piece of music will make everything that passes before your eyes just seem totally amazing. This is a good record to play when you wake up. When you see the sunlight streaming in your window and you look outside and you just see everything so alive. There's all sorts of strange noises going on.
Sorry, my headphones. That won't be for another, what, 5 hours or so, though.
True. You can tape it and play it back.
That's an idea.
But nighttime, too. Just open up the windows, look out at the clouds, the stars, or whatever happens to be out there, and, you know, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Without further ado, let's go into our album side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
what we just heard was our classic album for this evening. Truly a classic album. We heard side one of this LP, the Pachelbel Canon and Two Suites for Strings. And I'll read some liner notes here. On the other side of the album, I should mention, is Johann Fasch, two symphonias for and concerto for trumpet. It says here, although Johann Pachelbel, who lived from 1653 to 1706, and Johann Friedrich Fasch are both German Baroque composers, the tremendous difference in their musical styles dramatically demonstrates what happened to German music in the space of a generation and a half, and also spells out the difference between the Northern Protestant outlook as compared with the Southern Catholic influence. Now, both composers traveled extensively throughout the German-speaking countries. Both were influenced by the Austro-Bohemian school. Both held church positions and wrote religious music, and were an influence on Johann Sebastian Bach. But here the similarities not only stop, but turn out to be rather superficial. Pachelbel was essentially a keyboard composer and organist, although he did write some orchestral suites and suites for two violins and continuo. His greatest contribution was in the mastery of the fugue and the development of the choral variation for keyboard. It is, in fact, in this field that he most influenced Bach. Now, it goes on to say something about Fasch, but since we weren't playing him tonight, perhaps we'll get to him some other time. It would be kind of senseless for me to read. Although it says here, neither composer reached Bach's exalted flights, very few have, but each was, in his own way, an excellent Klingmeister, as it will become obvious in playing this record. Pachelbel's celebrated Canon in D reveals that the composer's gift not only for counterpoint, but also for variation. The opening measures present us with a basic chord progression that will be repeated throughout the entire work. And then the violins enter with an extremely simple melody, which is successfully imitated by the other melodic instruments, thus creating a canon over the ostinato bass line. Possibly the reason that this work has become so popular today is the harmonic progression Pachelbel uses. It is frequently heard in country music. I believe Eric's back.
Yes, I am. And, I was one of the people fortunate enough to be driving in a car during that tune.
If you let me read on here.
Sure, go ahead.
The German nobility ever delighted in things French, and one of the most popular imports was dance music. As a result, there is a vast German repertoire of dance suites written in the French style, bearing such titles as Tafelmusik, Mensa Sonora, and the like, which may all be summed up as a type of dinner music. The two Pachelbel suites in this album are among the many contributions he made to that field. The suite in B-flat, which opens with a sonata, which serves as an introduction, it starts with a stately section and moves directly into a spirited air. The Courant is in a lively triple meter that plays games with the placement of the accent. This is followed by a rather pompous gavotte and double, a variation of the gavotte, and then the noblest of French dances, the sarabande of Spanish origin. Typical of German composers, Pachelbel gives his gig an imitative contrapuntal texture. The first section of a short fugue on a jaunty subject with a striking repeated note figure, which is immediately repeated and then followed by another short fugue on a different subject, is also repeated. Did you get the pizza, by the way?
Yes, I did. It's a story behind it, too.
Okay, well, the suite in G also opens with an introduction of lofty serenity, this one called a sonatina. Here, Pachelbel is interested in the world of echoes, as each phrase is softly repeated. The series of dances begins with a ballet and a title that implies dance, but does not commit the composer to any particular rhythm. The sarabande is particularly striking because of the unexpected initial harmonic plunge toward the subdominant. It is one of Pachelbel's most beautiful moments. The designation aria releases us momentarily away from the world of dance, but like the ballet, there is a strong feeling of movement created by its graceful flow. Again, the final gig consists of two short fugues on different subjects, each immediately repeated. Each section closes with a curious little figure that is played by two violins, echoed in a lower range, and then drops to a single bass note for the cadence. The brief finale of the suite is little more than a few stately cadential chords, which serve to wrap the series of dances up into a unified package. Very interesting album, Eric.
Certainly is.
I'm going to have to pick this up for myself.
It was hard to find, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. I heard that once on a classical radio station in the city,
mm-hmm.
and I was trying to find out. I had to call them to find out exactly which record it was, because there are a lot of versions going around. There's the one in Ordinary People, which is done by Marvin Hamlisch on piano only.
Oh.
But the funny thing is, I heard that around the same time that it was becoming popular for that reason, and I had never seen Ordinary People, so I was asking for it at the same time everybody else was, but for a totally different reason.
I see. But so you did pick it up, and it's on RCA.
Yeah.
Red Seal.
It's a very impressive.
It's produced under license from Arato Records of France.
Does it mention when that was recorded?
When was it recorded? I don't believe it mentions when it was recorded here, but it was copyright 1977
mm-hmm.
by RCA Records in New York. Very interesting, though. Very, very
now,
tasty.
I missed the beginning part of what you were saying.
I was reading liner notes.
Yeah. Did you go over at all the life time of the person, of the composer?
Well, I mentioned that he was born in 1653.
Oh, I see. That's what I was interested in.
And died in 1706. But other than that, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very nice. And I was outside in a car driving around, and it had the same effect on me as it always does. You know, whenever you see things in front of you.
Really?
Street lights, everything. It romanticizes it.
Tell me
rabbits.
The story. Yeah, really.
Double yellow lines down the road.
Tell me the story about the
traffic
pizza.
Lights. It's not really a story with the pizza. Well, actually, it is a story with the pizza a little bit. It's a small pizza, but it's in a big box, so don't scream when you see it.
Oh.
The other story isn't so pleasant. As usual, the sodas that they give us spill on the way over, and this time more than any.
Did they not give you them in a bag?
Yes, they did give me them in a bag. I think that was what the problem was.
Oh.
Because the bag gives you the impression that everything's okay. When you pick it up, though, you find out that
you're automatically drenched.
Chaos has occurred. Yeah, we have. I started out with four. We have about two left now.
Oh. Say, listen, before we get into anything else, I'd just like to run this.
Okay.
Clean the bathroom, scrub the kitchen, make the dinner, dust the azaleas, work, work, work. Gosh, sometimes I wish I had four hands.
Stop wishing, Mrs. Neuron.
Huh?
That's right. Al and Ted, two guys recombinant DNA specialists, bring you Crazy Chromosomes.
Huh?
That's right, Crazy Chromosomes. Want four hands? Can Junior use a fully functional pair of gills? Does Dad need a prehensile tail? Then Crazy Chromosomes is for you.
Huh?
That's right. Just pour some of the patented three-way ribonucleic Ingotron natural powder into the handy biomorphotic saline solution, whirl it up in the blender, and plug yourself into the Miracle-Gro electronic cataclysm pseudocomputer, and you're ready to roll.
That's
right. So rush $439.95 in cash or gold bullion to Crazy Chromosomes, Two Guys Enterprises, Grand Central Station, Selden. Not available in stores. Miracle-Gro electronic cataclysm pseudocomputer sold separately. Offer limited, so hurry, hurry, hurry.
Huh?
That's right.
Hurry up.
Yes. Grand Central Station, Selden. Didn't I hear that someplace before?
Did we play that once before?
I think we did.
2 weeks ago?
I think we did.
Oh, well, then we hear it again. Oh, that must mean it's 2:40.
It's the quarter hour.
Oh, well, then it's time for some Ralph Shine Blues Band.
coming to. Everything seems so far away. I'm just wondering if it's gonna be my day. I got them old 21st and Salem blues. Well, Lord, I don't know what to do. I've been trying for weeks and trying for months, but sometimes it seems to bring out the tears. Well, Lord, I got them old street corner blues, yeah.
Yeah, right down there on the street corner.
time to feed the world. Live clean, let your works be seen, my brother. Stand firm, are you gonna feed the world? Put on my clothes and come with him. Make we go to church Sunday. Soul seekers, I say. Jacket and tie, come till me say. Clean clothes, come till me say. Miss Faith, come with him. I go to church this Sunday. Soul seekers, I say. All you got to do, live clean, let your words be seen. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna see the world. Live clean, let your words be seen. My sister, stand firm or you're gonna see the world. Yeah, one come till I see, another one come till I see. If you want to be saved, son, you got to go in your grave, son, yeah. Back up bullshit, yeah. That is bullshit, I say. The other one come till I see. The other one come until I say. If you want to be the light, son, you got to love Jesus Christ, son. That is fantasy. Old back of ignorance, I see. All you got to do, live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feed world. Live clean, let your works be seen. Stand firm or go feed world. Still I sing, in the past, still I sing. If I want to be pure within, I got to come confess my sins. Another pirate I sing. All you got is to live clean, let your work be seen. My brother, stand firm or go deeper. My sister, live clean, let your work be seen. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna feel the world. Is there one come till I see? Is there one come till I see? He think it is wise that I should get baptized, yeah. But when I realize it was the devil in disguise. Is there one come till I see? Another one come till I see. To be in the light, got to take Jesus Christ.
it like gladness. But that is madness, I say. And all you got to do, live clean, let your works be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed worms. Live clean, let your works be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed worms. Live clean, let your work.
Gosh, Gladys, these exercises are awfully dull.
I know, Madge. Hacking in a rock pile just isn't my cup of tea.
Well, I have just what you ladies need.
Who are you?
I'm Squishy the Clown with my latest discovery, anaerobics exercises. Not only will you shed those unsightly pounds, but you'll feel good all over, too.
Gosh, we'll try it.
Remember, gang, anaerobics exercise. Just pretend it's candy.
Ooh. Ooh. Ah. Wee.
Time be about up.
We got about 7 minutes, isn't that right?
Yeah, but I got the hiccups again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's that time of night again, huh?
Yeah.
Hiccup time.
Yeah.
Well, the way to solve hiccups...
I can talk now because I just hiccuped.
Oh, okay. How much time do you have before the next hiccup is due?
Not very long.
Okay. I understand. I haven't had hiccups for a while, but I can understand they can be very, very... painful.
Frustrating.
Frustrating is
it's
the word.
It's because of the pizza.
You can hiccup on the air. I mean, you've done everything else on the air.
I have hiccuped on the air, and it did not sound very professional at all. Oh. Sorry.
You're right, it didn't. But talking about hiccups doesn't sound very professional either, so maybe we should change the subject.
To what?
Well, to the fact that we'll be back next week at... 12:02.
Right after Stardate.
Right after Stardate. We'll walk in the door, close it behind us, and we'll be in for 3 hours.
And who knows, you may hear horns and car crashes and all sorts of neat things.
You might even hear, like, you know, someone walk in and play a guitar or something like that, you know? In the middle of a car crash.
Yeah.
If you come by Sunday night, though, here at Stony Brook, you'll hear certain Peter Tosh. Hope you're going to be by, Mike.
We'll see.
Problems, you just have to say. If you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. Go walk and don't look back.
What happens?
Look in the
what it is, what it is.
Tell them what to do,
right. Come on, Nick.
Don't hear your faith in love. Remembering what we call. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, if you just put your hand in mine, you're gonna leave all our troubles behind. Don't walk, don't look back.
Yeah. Let's just turn this down a little bit. I said, let's just turn this down a little bit. Well, Eric. Ooh, in a rub-a-dub style-y. Ooh.
Stop on by Sunday night.
How come I can't echo? I want to echo like that.
That's the way it is, you know?
Yes, man. That certain Peter Tosh will be there this coming Sunday, so...
You're talking over one of my favorite songs, I hope you realize. Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I'm not talking over it now, so... you shouldn't
You're
be complaining.
Through it now.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we are taking off now. It's, what is it, Friday night or Saturday morning or something like that?
Yeah.
Hello? Mike? What happened?
Yeah, that's what it
heard
is.
Part
I,
of a yes.
I hiccuped again.
Well, you cut yourself off very well. Okay.
No,
well,
it wasn't me who cut myself off. It was my hiccup which cut myself off.
Oh, your hiccup did that, huh?
Oh.
Interesting. We'll be back, what, next week? With the Voice of Long Island?
Yeah.
And we'll do a lot of interesting things. Maybe visit a town or something. Do all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah.
Who knows? On the most dangerous station
well,
in the
Well, here comes your song.
Okay. See you next week, Mike.
I don't want to talk over it again, but you are tuned to WUSB
Stony Brook.
Tony Barkum is up next.
I'm Eric Corley. He's Mike Juhas. Bye.
Bye.
Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go. At the Locarno, no. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I come home. The bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night, freed themselves from drunken stacks, having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday.
Over here, hey baby, I said it's time for.